Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will conclude our studies on the studies that we've undertaken about the coming of the Lord as our hope. And today, for the last time, we will read our theme verse. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, our hope. Our hope is a person. He is our hope. All of our hopes are in Him. He will make them good. And this hope is not a vain hope. This is a hope that is sure and steadfast. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the 22nd chapter of Revelation, and verse 12, makes a wonderful promise. And as our hope, we'll read that verse, Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 and 13. The Lord is the speaker, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. This we're going to entitle a rewarding hope. Now, granted, the word hope per se is not in this scripture. We have the person of our hope, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And that's better than the simple mention of the name hope, or the word hope, rather. All right, let's think of this now. The Lord Jesus Christ says of Himself here, I am Alpha and Omega. As Alpha, He originates. As Omega, He consummates. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming again for the church at the rapture. And that will be the realization of our hopes. And hope will be indeed our portion, our sweet and happy portion. We have already considered the fact that He's been our blessed hope, a purifying hope, a comforting hope, a glorious hope, a joyous hope, an imminent hope, and now a rewarding hope. He's going to reward His own. Now, we're going to read about that reward. When will the time be when He will come and the rewards will be given at the judgment seat of Christ? Well, I think we are alerted to when that time is by the fourth chapter of 1 Corinthians, verse 5. And there we read, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. Immediately after we're raptured into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we read in the fourth chapter of 1 Thessalonians, after we've had that grand family reunion, and the Lord is going to let us meet our loved ones there, and after that time, we go immediately, I believe, to the judgment seat of Christ. Now, after the Lord raptures the church away, then the time of the 70th week of Daniel and the great tribulation will set in. And those who would not have Him as Savior are going to suffer judgment along with the rest of the world. And it's going to be severe. Now, the Lord is going to come, and at that time that that's taking place on earth, before the Lord sets up His kingdom at the end of the 70th week of Daniel, when that happens, we are going to be at the judgment seat of Christ. I'm going to read my verse again. Therefore, judge nothing before the time. Now, this is judgment in connection with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Don't misjudge their motives. Don't misjudge their person. Don't misjudge their love. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God. The Lord Himself is the judge at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, where is the place? Where will the judgment seat of Christ take place? Well, it will take place in the immediate presence of the Lord Jesus in heaven. Now, we read in the scripture, For instance, that in Romans chapter 4, verse 10, we read there, 14, I'm sorry, and verse 10, "But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ." We're not the judge. The Lord Jesus Christ himself is the judge, and he's the judge because he knows the counsels of the heart. We make a great mistake sometimes by judging our brothers and sisters in Christ because we don't know the true motive of their hearts. The Lord does. And we're going to the judgment seat of Christ. And we also read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10 these wonderful words, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." And it's called the judgment seat of Christ because he's going to be sitting on the seat of judgment, the judgment seat of Christ, "that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad." Now, the Lord is not going to let us take anything into eternity that will keep us from enjoying him. He's going to have it out with us at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, the basis for this judgment is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 7 to 15. And I want you to listen carefully while we talk about what's going to take place. Our work, not our gifts, is going to be involved. Gifts, singular. Our work, not our gift, not our ability, is going to be called in question at all. It's our work. Notice that, please, as we read. We read in verse 7, "So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor, not according to his gift." Believe me, the Lord is not so unjust as to gift one person above another and then reward them because he's gifted them. This matter is a matter of our labor. It's not our gift. We are responsible for our gift, if the Lord has given us a gift, to use it. But this is a matter of judging our work. Let's go on. Verse 9 of the third chapter, 1 Corinthians, "For we are laborers together with God." We're workers. "Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." Now you notice there are two kinds of material mentioned that will appear at the judgment seat of Christ. There's the gold and the silver and the precious stones, and then there's the wood, the hay, and the stubble. Now you can hold a very precious diamond in your hand worth millions of dollars, but you don't hold the wood and the hay and the stubble in your hand. Now this shows us, I believe, as far as I'm concerned, this is the best construction I can put on this portion of Scripture. The gold and the silver and the precious stones will represent what we have done out of love to our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the motivation that helps us serve the Lord acceptably. We read, for instance, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14, the Apostle Paul says there, "For the love of Christ constraineth us." It is the force that forces us, motivates us on to serve him, Do we serve him out of love? And then it goes on to say, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. I think that the gold, the silver, and the precious stones are those things that we did, the work, if you please, we did for the Lord because we loved him. And I think the wood and the hay and the stubble are those things that we did to attract attention. They are our efforts done in the flesh. And indeed, they make a big pile. They make a big, they make an impression upon other people. And it's not that. Things that are done for our own aggrandizement, they're not going to last. And you know you can do that in the work of the Lord. You can just show yourself off. Not those things that are done for our own aggrandizement, but the things that are done out of love to the Lord. They're the gold and the silver and the precious stones. The wood and the hay and the stubble is going to be consumed by his holiness. Now, this is because, as we've read in the fourth chapter of 1 Corinthians in verse 5, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God. And remember what Paul said there in that 14th chapter of Romans. Why do you judge your brother? Why are we so judgmental in our thoughts about our brothers and sisters in Christ? There's a Lord on the throne that knows what they're doing. Let's leave the judgment to him. All right, now let's go on and think about the nature of the rewards. The nature of the rewards are going to be, I believe, a place to rule and reign with our Lord Jesus Christ in that coming kingdom. We read about this in Matthew chapter 20. That is, gives us alerts us to it, what it will be. We read there in verse 20, then came to him, that is the Lord Jesus, the mother of Zebedee's children, with her sons, James and John, worshipping him and desiring a certain thing of him. He said unto her, what wilt thou? She saith unto him, like any good mother perhaps would have that ambition for her sons, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on thy left, in thy kingdom. Jesus answered and said, you know not what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? They say unto him, we are. And he saith unto them, he shall not drink of my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them of whom it is prepared for my Father. And we are preparing for that place right now. Let's work for our Lord out of love, that we might reign with him in his millennial reign. Our Father, we pray that you will put the proper construction on all that we've said in the broadcast today and spur us on to serve him out of the love of our hearts. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.